Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care with myself, Geraldine Hardy. Today, I'd like to offer you another guiding principle. I give you now a little bit of a background information for my own life. I have started yoga about 25 years ago after I was a ballet dancer and I had my first lumbago and spinal injury when I was 19. That was also triggered through the death of my father at that time because my nervous system totally collapsed. And I did not help it because I aggravated it a bit more, alcohol with coffee, with cigarettes at that time. So I did not really have a balanced lifestyle. Then I started yoga, was really into snowboarding. I had massive injuries, spinal injuries. And I tried to use yoga to balance out my injuries. I always worked hard and I played hard. So I would work 72 hours a week while I studied full time and had another job. So I had in a certain stage, I had 3 jobs while I studied full time. And I had this energy and this vitality and I burned it away. And I even went out partying at that time. I still remember. And now I'm thinking how could you do this? So whatever I share with you, I know from my own experience because I've been there. I've done it. It is easy for people to lecture you, to patronize you, to criticize you. But once you walk your own talk and experience everything yourself, then you realize what works for you and what does not. Today, I'd like to offer you another guiding principle called Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is another guiding principle within the philosophy of yoga, and it speaks about how we can preserve or moderate our energy. Now, in the ancient scriptures, it has been translated and interpreted by most of the sages as being abstinent. The reason being why they use abstinence and the refrain of sexual intercourse is because sex creates or you lose a lot of energy. And it's very sacred. And hence they have also spoken about moderate your energy and stay abstinent. Now this does not really work in our modern society as we know it today. And this is why I love Beloved Yoga, how we have been taught and how we share the teachings that we adapted to the modern society as we have today. So I like you to think about your energy being precious. Your energy being your vitality and your life force. And how can we use it wisely? How can we use our energy wisely that we do not feel like we are burning out, we overgive, or we please too much? How can we set boundaries to preserve our energy and our own vitality and life force? Energy, everything around us is energy. You have literally a quantum field around you, and especially between the heart and the brain coherence. So what is really important is how do you share this with other human beings? How do you share your energy with projects, companies, and everything? I give you an example. I just worked so much in the last month for one of my clients, day and night. And I had to literally step back and set my boundaries because I have so much energy because of my lifestyle that I have now, which means I cut down on the drinking, yes, and coffee, smoking, and meditate every day, morning and evening, and do my yoga practice. I show up for myself every single day and I have the self-discipline. That's why I have more energy than many other people. However, I do have to preserve it myself. Now, I'd like you to think about how you can preserve your energy this week. How do you feel maybe I stay in instead of going out and party tonight? Maybe I'm just going to read a book and nurture my senses, my soul. Or maybe I'm just going to go to a dance class or a yoga class instead of going out with the guys and get totally wasted. The reason being why I'm saying this, because work hard, play hard does not work anymore these days. Especially with COVID. If you had COVID, recovering from COVID takes a while. Please take care of yourself and just practice self-love. And this also means being very divinely guided and connected to source, that specific energy you have inside of yourself. Brahmacharya, walking alongside the source and divine and honoring it. Namaste, namaha.